Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Dear parent, this is to inform you that your son or daughter, Theodore, is doing below average work in English. Unless a noticeable improvement is shown, he or she will receive an unsatisfactory mark in this subject on the next report card. Oh, has Beaver said anything to you about not doing well in English?
No, every time I've asked him lately how things were in school, he said, oh, just fine.
Well, knowing kids, we should have recognized that as a danger signal. Well, maybe you better go in and talk to his teacher. Why don't you call up and make an appointment?
Well, I think maybe you better call. Beaver's English teacher's a man.
Well, that's right. This year he has three teachers instead of just one, doesn't he?
Beaver says all of his teachers are hers except his English teacher. He's a he. Well, Ward, you're going to have to do something about this.
Well, I will, dear. But I just got home. Give me a chance to settle down a little bit, and I'll go out and have a real man-to-man talk with him.
Well, don't make it too man-to-man. I don't want Beaver crying this close to supper time.
Dad, I was just trying to beat Gilbert's record. He once balanced 8 books on his feet at one time.
Well, I think there's a better way to use books than that. That's what I came up here to talk to you about.
Oh, I guess Mom showed you the note, huh, Dad?
Yes, she did, and I'm very disappointed in you, Beaver.
I'm disappointed too, Dad. I didn't think it'd come till Monday.
Son, if you were having trouble with English, why didn't you come to us and tell us about it?
Well, I didn't always have trouble in English, Dad. I guess I should have got word of Mr. Blair demoted me from door monitor.
What's happened to you, Beaver? You were always very good in school, especially in English.
Well, yeah, I know, Dad. But up to now, we haven't been worried about English. We've been too busy learning how to read and write.
Well, I'll tell you what. Right after supper tonight, I'll come up and the two of us will really buckle down.
See, that'd be neat, Dad, having you do my homework for me.
Oh, I'm not going to do your homework for you. I'm just going to be here to help you over the rough spots.
Oh. Hey, Dad, Gilbert got a stupid note like me. Well, could you come over here tonight and you could help him over the rough spots, too?
Oh, I suppose so. If there'll be no fooling around.
Well, there won't be any fooling around, Dad. Gilbert's afraid of you.
Why is he afraid of me?
You know how it is, Dad. You're always afraid of other guys' fathers.
Well, it's all set.
What's all set?
Right after supper tonight, Beaver and I are going upstairs and really hit the books.
Well, I don't think you're going to hit the books tonight, dear. We have a bridge date with the Rutherfords.
Oh, well, can't you call them and sort of beg off?
Honey, we did that last week. We can't disappoint them again. Besides, they've invited other couples.
Oh. Well, I guess there's no use my trying to work with him in the morning. That always winds up with my being late for work and Beaver missing breakfast.
Honey, maybe Wally could help him tonight. English has always been his best subject.
Say, that's a good idea. Maybe I could pay him a little something for helping out. What's the going rate on tutors?
Well, I hear Mrs. Hansen paid somebody $3 an hour.
Oh. Well, maybe I could appeal to him on the basis of family spirit.
The early bird catches the worm. We arrived early. Now, in which sentence is early the adjective and which sentence is early the adverb?
I don't know.
Well, take a guess.
Okay. Wally?
What's the matter?
I forgot the sentences.
The early bird catches the worm. We arrived early.
Oh. Now I forgot the questions.
Look, Beaver, in the first sentence, early bird. Early is an adjective. It's like a brown bird, a blue bird, a red bird. Okay, you got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, now in the second sentence, we arrived early. Is early an adverb or an adjective?
I don't know. There's no birds in that sentence.
Look, Beaver, early is an adverb because it helps the verb.
Oh, I thought it was an adverb because it came at the end of the sentence.
Why, Beaver? You don't have any idea what this is all about.
You're not telling me anything, you Wally. Well, what good is it learning all about adverbs and adjectives?
Because in life, people judge you by the way you talk.
What do you mean?
Well, if you use crummy words, people are going to think you're a creep.
I'll get it.
No, I'll get it. You stay here and study.
It was a fast train. The horse runs fast. I bet the horse couldn't beat the train.
Oh, hi, Gilbert.
Hi, Wally. Is Beaver home?
Well, yeah, he's home, but he's kind of busy right now. He's busy studying.
I know. He called me up. I'm supposed to study with him on account of your father's going to help us both.
Well, look, my father's not home.
Are you just saying that to get rid of me, Wally?
No, really, Gilbert. He's not home. He had to go out. I'm supposed to be helping the Beaver.
Oh, that's okay. Then you can help me, too. I don't mind that you're just a kid.
Hey, well, now, wait a minute, Gilbert. I got enough trouble trying to help the Beaver.
Yeah, but I told my dad I was coming over here to study. If I go home now, he might hit me.
Okay, come on up. But look, remember, Gilbert, with the two of you guys up there, I don't want any messing around.
Heck no, Wally. We wouldn't do anything like that. Oh, hi, Beaver.
Hi, Gilbert.
Hey, before we start studying, you want to Indian wrestle?
Sure.
Hey, now, cut it out, you guys. I said, I don't want any messing around. Sit down. Okay, now, look, I want you to listen to these sentences and tell me which one is the adverb and which is the adjective. The early bird catches the worm, and we arrived early.
Well, in the second sentence, early is an adverb.
Hey, you're right. Okay, now tell me how come.
Because it comes at the end of the sentence.
Oh, boy.
I wish your father was here, Beaver.
Look, you guys, I got studying on my own to do. Here, I got an old English test that I took when I was in the sixth grade. Why don't you guys look over the questions and answers? It might do you some good.
Okay. Underline the correct word in these sentences. Who taught or learned you to knit?
Yeah, you got to either pick taught or learn. So I underline taught.
I would have got that one right, too.
Yeah, well, look, I'm going to go downstairs and study in the den. You guys keep at it, huh?
Where was or were John and Ted going hiking?
I have ridden or rode the waves on a surfboard.
Has Joe really took or taken the airplane? Hey, these are really easy.
Well, sure, Wally has all the right answers, Mark.
I knew there was a reason.
Hey, Beav, do you think we could learn anything from this old test?
Gee, I guess so, Gilbert. Well, but if we memorized them, at least we'll know something.
Yeah.
Class, may I have your attention, please? Miss Thomas, will you pass these out, please?
Thank you.
This may come as somewhat of a surprise to you, ladies and gentlemen, but this morning we're going to have an English test.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I hardly think that is necessary. If you've studied each assignment and applied yourself all along, you have nothing to worry about.
Boy, this is sure sneaky.
At least when the school doctor comes, they give you a day's notice ahead of time.
That's so you can change your underwear.
Hey, John and Ted are hiking again.
Yeah, and Joe's taking the airplane.
Gee, this is the same test we memorized last night. How does a thing like this happen?
Who cares? Pipe down and start writing.
I don't know.
Theodore?
Yes, Mr. Blair?
You don't have much time to waste.
Yes, Mr. Blair.
Mm-hmm. hi, Mom.
Well, I didn't expect you home until later.
I didn't expect me home until later either.
Didn't you have basketball practice today?
Nah, the real practice doesn't start until tomorrow. Eddie Haskell just said the coach wasted the day today. He gave us a lesson in good sportsmanship.
Now, don't tell me Eddie has a chance to make the team.
Nah, but he goes out for it every year. He figures that it gets him out of a few classes before the coach cuts him. Hey, Mom, is the Beaver home? I thought I could help him a little more with his English.
He isn't here yet. How's he doing with it?
All right, I guess. I think I got it into his head when early's an adverb and when it's an adjective. But I think if they throw him another word, he's in trouble.
Gee, Beaver, what do you think Mr. Blair wants to see us about?
I don't know. Do you think he knows he memorized Wally's old test?
Gee, maybe you read our minds.
Yeah. Boy, when we were taking that test, my mind was practically hollering out loud.
Boy. Would you come in here now, please? Mr. Cleaver? Mr. Harrison?
Yes, sir.
I want to tell you how pleased I am with the tremendous improvement you've made in English. You both got a 96 on the test. Congratulations.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Blair.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mr. Blair.
It's remarkable that two students who weren't doing too well up to this point should both receive a 96.
Well, me and Beaver studied together. I mean, Beaver and I. Didn't we, Be?
Yeah. You see, we studied together, and we... We studied real hard.
Well, it certainly paid off. And it shows that your work habits have greatly improved. Now, boys, I want you to take your papers home to your parents and show them the papers, and I'm sure that they're going to be as proud of you as I am.
Thanks, Mr. Blair.
All right, that's all.
Goodbye, Mr. Blair.
Goodbye, Mr. Blair.
Beaver, you gotta go home sometime. What's eating you?
You know what's eating me. This.
Well, you ought to be happy about getting a 96 in English. Especially a guy who can't tell an adverb from an adjective.
You happy about it?
Why, sure. That's one of the best marks I ever got.
Yeah, but do you think your dad would be happy about it if he knew you looked at Wally's old test?
Look, with a mark like that, he's not gonna ask any questions.
You like it? The new golf shirt I got from Meehan's men's shop.
Cute.
Cute? Sure, and this is the kind of shirt the pros wear. This should take a couple of strokes off my game.
You said your new shoes would improve your score.
Yeah, and if I get that new set of irons, that should take off a few more strokes. I'll be playing subpar golf without leaving the house.
Is that you, Beaver?
Yes, Mom, it's me.
Hello, Beav.
Hi, Dad.
Well, Beaver, it's about time you were getting home. Where have you been?
Well... Mr. Blair kept me a little after in school today.
Oh, Beaver, not another note. Oh, it's an English test. 96? Well, that's wonderful.
Well, I should say it is wonderful. Now, you see, Beav, what you can do when you really buckle down.
Beaver, your father and I both knew what you could do if you just apply yourself.
We're very proud of you, son.
I imagine your teacher was pleasantly surprised over your good mark.
Oh, yes, Mom. My teacher was pleasantly surprised at the both of us.
Both of you?
Me and Gilbert both got his 96 in the test.
Well, isn't that a surprise?
Yes, certainly is.
That's the kind of marks Wally used to get.
You see, Wally, they gave us the same test in English in school today that you gave me last night.
Wow, what a coincidence. And you remembered all the answers, huh?
Yeah. It's not my fault that they're giving the same kind of English in school today like they did when you were a kid. I think it was cheating, but Gilbert doesn't. What do you think, Wally?
Well, it's hard to say, Beaver. It could be cheating or it couldn't be cheating.
I guess it's like early. It could either be an adverb or it could be an adjective.
Well, I didn't hear any yelling when you came home. I guess you haven't told Mom and Dad yet.
Uh-uh. What do you think I should do, Wally?
Gee, Beaver, it's hard for me to tell you what to do on a big thing like this. I mean, it's not like you busted a spoke on your bike or you you put a bunch of worms in a girl's lunchbox. I think you better talk this over with Dad.
I think I should, huh?
Yeah. Look, why don't you wait till after we eat? That way you won't mess up the whole dinner.
No, I think I'll tell him before dinner.
How come?
Well, I got a funny feeling in my stomach, and I don't think it's going to move over until after I tell him.
You didn't know you were going to have a test until you got to school this morning, huh?
Well, no, sir. Now, when we got there, we found out that it was the same test that Wally had given me last night. I guess that was cheating, huh, Dad?
Well, Beaver, under the circumstances, I'm not sure we could exactly call it cheating.
Maybe we can't, but I'll bet my teacher can.
You see, if you had deliberately memorized a test you knew you were going to have, then that would be cheating. But, in this case, I think it's more a matter of misrepresentation.
Is that better than cheating?
Look, Beaver, Mr. Blair thinks you made a 96 on your own merit. But you know that you're not actually that good, don't you?
Yes, sir. Even if it was a 69, I don't even know if I'm that good.
And sooner or later, you know that the truth's going to have to come out, because there'll be other tests, there'll be more grammar to learn, there'll be reciting in class.
I know, Dad.
Of course, there's one way of overcoming all this, and I think you know what it is, don't you?
Diet.
You know what I mean, Beaver.
I guess you mean staying hard, huh, Dad?
That's right.
Well, gee, Dad, what about my teacher? Do you think I'd tell him?
Well, I think you'd feel better if you did.
Yeah. I sure wish this was Miss Lantern instead of Mr. Blair.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, when you do something bad, the lady teachers always say, well, it hurts them to see you do something like this. But with a man teacher, I think it's the kids that get hurt, not the teacher.
Oh, I don't think that necessarily holds true, Beaver. Why don't you try it and see?
Okay, Dad. I just hope finding out isn't worse than not knowing.
Hi, Beaver. Haven't you gone home yet?
Uh-uh.
Hey, guess what? My dad's treat me to the circus Saturday on account of I got the good grade in English.
Did you tell him how you got it?
What, and spoil all this fun? He and Mom are telling all the neighbors and relatives about it. Why, it's about the best thing that's happened at our house since my sister started noticing boys. Hey, Beaver, did you tell your dad how you got the good English mark?
Well, sure I did.
You did? How hard did he whack you?
Well, he didn't whack me at all. I think he's glad I'm going to tell Mr. Blair.
Now, wait a minute, Beaver. You can't go in there and tell Mr. Blair.
Well, why not?
Because I'm your best friend, and I can't let you go in there and get into a whole mess of trouble.
It's a free country. I can tell him if I want to.
Beaver, are you going to mention me?
What do you think I am, a squealer?
Oh, well, go right ahead. I guess if you want to tell Mr. Blair, it's okay. Like you say, it's a free country.
Mr. Blair?
Yes, Mr. Cleaver?
Well, I have something to tell you.
Well, come on in.
Well, I'm sort of afraid to tell you.
Ah, now look here, young man. What is there to be frightened about?
Well, I guess it's on account of you're a man instead of a lady, and call me Mr. Cleaver and all that stuff.
Well, Theodore, suppose you tell me anyway. Now, what's this all about?
Well, you know that 96 I got in English? Well, I didn't really get it.
What's this?
Well, I mean, I did get a 96, but I really didn't get one on account of I looked at one of my brother's old tests the night before, and it was the same test.
And therefore you knew the questions that showed up in the test?
Yes, sir. Do you want me to go to the principal's office now?
Well, Theodore. No, Theodore, I don't think I do. But I would like to know how you felt about this rather unusual situation. Did you feel you were cheating when this happened?
Oh, no, sir. Well, like my father said, it was sort of misrepresentation. I'm not really that good.
I see.
Well, I might be pretty good at telling you where Africa is, or what the capital of Australia is. But when it comes to adverbs and adjectives, I'm just not any good at all.
You told this to your father?
Yes, sir.
And your father explained it to you. The difference between right and wrong, huh?
Oh, yes, sir. But if you want to explain it to me again, I'll listen.
I don't think that's necessary, Theodore. The one thing that makes a teacher's job easier is having parents who teach their boys and girls proper conduct in the home. Theodore, the only thing we have to concern ourselves with now is what we're going to do about the future. And I think the answer to that can be found in studying hard and in applying yourself.
You know, Mr. Blair, you sound just like my father.
I think that can be taken as a compliment. I'd like to meet that father of yours, Beaver.
Oh, yes, Mr. Blair. But I think you better wait until the school has an open house or something. I'd rather have you see him while he's smiling.
Well, aren't you playing English tutor tonight?
Oh, no. After his little talk with Mr. Blair, Beaver said he wanted to do his homework by himself. I may wander up after a little bit, though, just see how he's getting along.
You know, Ward, I'm very proud of Beaver telling you and his teacher the truth about his English mark.
Yeah, it's tough enough having a thing like that happen at school, but when it happens with your first man teacher, that's really tough.
I think it did Beaver a lot of good, though, telling him.
If I know anything about teachers, I think when Beaver told him, it did Mr. Blair a lot of good, too.
Hey, Beaver.
What is it, Wally?
How come I haven't seen Gilbert around here lately?
Well, that's in the kind of 96 you got in the test.
Oh, yeah? Did his father find out he looked at my test?
Oh, no. But he's making him stay home every night and study like crazy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He said if he got a 96 once, he can get it all the time. And if he doesn't, he's really going to clobber him.
Next on the Brady Bunch, that waggy Jan, she's up to her old practical jokes again. What? You didn't know she was a practical joker? Well, she is in this episode anyway. It's number 38 right here on TV Land.